Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Dable Morenci. I'm on the grid, SiriusXM channel 159. Let's do this thing. A lot of stuff to break down. Shout out to all of our television affiliates, whatever platform you are watching us on. It's the calm before the storm tonight. No NBA basketball after breaking it down the last couple of nights. But we got the play-in games on Friday, then a full slate of basketball on Saturday and Sunday. USFL football kicks off on Saturday. And it's interesting, Cam, is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, is in the house. It's hard to believe that the USFL, I tell you what, they've got a good television deal. It's going to be the first sporting event, the USFL, Cam, that'll be simulcast on network television since Super Bowl I.
Wow.
Super Bowl I. Super Bowl I was on NBC and CBS. It's on two networks at once. Like, it wasn't like, all right, pay. They were like, all right, yeah, we'll show it. Yeah, we'll show it. Sure. You know what I mean? It was one of those type of deals. Never happen again. Never happen again. I don't know who's behind these TV deals at the USFL, but
they better show up.
How many? Yeah.
Here's the tip: the product better not suck, or it's going to be a short deal. Plug. See ya.
I have the feeling, Cam, the USFL might be the first football league not to get through the first broadcast.
Broadcast. You're not even saying like season.
Basically,
you're saying broadcast.
Yeah, like basically the head of NBC is going to walk in and go, listen, I don't give a crap. Put a rerun on a Howie Mandel or something. Like, yeah, we're done. Like this, the first 20 minutes ratings come in, Cam. All right, we got a 0.1 here, guys. We got a problem. And then into hour two, and that's when the president calls. That's exactly. When the president calls. Like, he's drinking. Yeah, he's calling. He's like, guys, I got my rating screen in front of me here. I don't like what I see. We got problems. Put SNL on from 30 years ago. I don't care.
Exactly.
Like, I'll be like, I don't give an F what you put on. Put the Waltons on. Put anything on. But, okay, listen, we wish you the best.
Yeah.
I'm going to be betting the unders in these games. But, yeah, Saturday night, it's on TV, and you won't have a hard time finding it. It's on all the networks. Surprised it's not on this network. We should get the rights. USFL.
Exactly.
I just love the original USFL story. The original USFL, guys, was a really good league. They had really good quality, big-time players. And it was so good that it actually did annoy the NFL for real. Like, all these other leagues are sort of, we just hope to survive. No, the USFL came in and just started paying all the big stars out of college bigger money. They were like, hey, Herschel Walker, why go to the NFL? Play for the New Jersey Generals. I'll pay you more. Right? And it was like, Reggie White, I'll pay you more. Steve Young, guys. Steve Young was a great quarterback. Steve Young, when he came out of BYU, he didn't go right to the NFL. He went to the USFL. Money. Tampa Bay Bandits.
LA Express.
Money.
Yep.
Jim Kelly, yeah, exactly. Quarterback. I remember as a Bills fan, it was a big deal. Like, we drafted him and we didn't get him. Like, it was one of those deals. Like, I remember, like, when Jim Kelly shows, like, finally, oh, he's finally, like, he was a Houston gambler. Houston yep. gambler. The gamblers paid him big money. You know what I mean? Was, hey, I'm a Houston gambler. CFL used to be like that, man. CFL signed Johnny Rogers, Heisman Trophy winner. Montreal Alouette signed him in 1973, I believe it was. Marv Levy was their coach. The old glory days.
And Rocket Ismail, Gabe, that too. But then things changed, right?
Rocket Ismail, $1 million man. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Dave Morenzi, kicking it with Cam Stewart. Although Cam Young is kicking something right now. Not Cam Smith, Ooh. Not Cam Stewart.
I know.
Cam Young, Cameron Young, the American Cameron Young, lighting it up today. And I'll tell you what. Shout out to our boy, Bob, in Vermont. He might not be able to say Joaquin Neiman, but he did pick Joaquin Neiman.
He did.
Joaquin Neiman
did.
Playing some good golf. And you know what's driving me crazy? I actually liked Mino Pereira. And his name was just bouncing around all week in front of me, and I never actually said it out loud. Didn't click it.
You know what, Gabe? I do have some good news, though. Off to a great start with your boy, Corey Connors. And too bad they didn't offer hole-in-one prop. Corey Connors, hole-in-one today. And another story falling under the radar, the return of Morgan Hoffman, 5 years in a jungle, drinking urine, eating grapes. And apparently the guy came in like Tom Hanks from Castaway. Oh, yeah, you got to check this guy out. Morgan Hoffman, he used to be on the tour. He was living in, like, in the jungle. Like, just seriously, and now he's back. His first PGA Tour event in years. He chopped off his hair, had a shave. Oh, you got to take a look at this guy. He's a piece of work. Pharrell was talking about on his show with me. Morgan Hoffman, living in the jungle, playing at the RBC 5 years later.
Yeah, you know, more. I understand all my traveling and finding myself, Cam, but why, I don't see why you have to drink urine. Ex-PGA star Morgan Hoffman drank urine in quest to cure devastating disease. He emerged from the Costa Rican jungle. Living in the Costa Rican jungle.
What a story.
Incurable muscular dystrophy. I didn't realize this.
Yeah.
5 years later, Hoffman, now 32, he's emerged from the Costa Rican jungles and returned to the PGA Tour with his first tournament, this week's RBC Heritage at Hilton Head. In his quest for a cure, he ate 800 grapes a day and drank his own urine. Before his diagnosis, Hoffman had a slew of sponsors and was one of the sports up and coming.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming stars.
He was.
What? Well, now he's back.
What a story. See, like, why isn't everybody talking about this story? Drinking your own urine, a jungle, 5 years later. A guy shows up. He was actually one under, too. Like, I don't know what he finished at, but he played well today, too. Unbelievable story, man. Wild.
This is great. He then went on to live in Nepal. lived off the grid, experimented with urine therapy, deep cleansing diets. They would see him fasting. You know, Moises Alou actually didn't use batting gloves. He used to put urine on his
mouth. Puffing it up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabe Morency. Kicking it with a Razor Reddit. Cam Stewart. All right, a lot of stuff to break down. We got a full slate of NHL hockey this evening. Mm-hmm. But let's talk some Major League Baseball, NBA playoffs, and see if Drew Martin is down with the USFL. We were just talking about living off the grid in the Costa Rican jungle with Morgan Hoffman. And Drew Martin Betts actually spent some time in the Costa Rican jungles as well, living off the grid with Morgan Hoffman. It's your buddy. What's going on, Drew? How you doing?
Gabe, I'm doing good, buddy. Always good to be on with you and Cam. Cam's looking really good, man. Losing some weight, not really sure, but looking good there, Cam. And yeah, to your point, in Costa Rica, beautiful, beautiful country, beautiful people, a lot of fun things to do. Although I didn't know your friend there, Morgan, and I didn't really spend too much time in the jungles. I'll tell you this, Gabe, I was working sports betting industry, and also pretty much any time I got, I shot to the beach, man. So I don't know too much about the jungles, unfortunately.
I just want to backtrack here. You compliment Cam. Looking good today, Cam. And you just go right on after. And don't say anything about me.
Yeah, that's good. How's your jersey? Very sharp. Like, excellent jersey.
Gabe, you know, it's almost like you got to hold on to your compliments. Like, if I'm like, because I really meant that about Cam and Gabe, you're fine yourself. You know, the voice of a champion. You're
fine.
Good. Fine and hey, I don't. I'm just gonna stop it there, man.
Listen, I've known Cam a long time. I've seen him look a lot better than he's looked today, to be honest.
Thank you. Thanks, Gabe. Appreciate it. Yeah, probably. I don't know. He's seen me in a lot of different stages. That's for sure. Good and very bad. Very bad.
It's all right. All right. So we have Major League Baseball this evening, and. Yes. It's a lighter night on the diamond tonight, but there's a couple of spots, so I'll just throw it to you here, Drew. What are you looking at tonight, Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I'm going a mile high. This one I actually really like, Gabe, and it's the Rocks at home. Freeland at home isn't necessarily like bet on for me, anything like that, but the opposing pitcher, Steele, going for the Cubs, former fifth rounder from the state of Mississippi who was drafted right out of high school. And sure enough, he doesn't have any experience pitching in Coors Field. And one little, I like to think, sharp angle, an angle that I look to bet here over the last couple of years that has been very profitable, is fading the road pitcher coming into Coors Field here. Of course, being a mile high, that thin air, the ball traveling in their first start ever in Coors Field. It has been a money maker. We also saw the Rockies, open up minus 145 here in this game, Gabe, and it pushed all the way down to minus 115, so a 30-cent move. I think that's kind of value here, getting back on the Rockies. We have since seen it get bought back up about 10 cents. So we're seeing FanDuel there at minus 126. I think it's worth a buy here. -$1.25 on the Rocks at home in one of the hottest lineups in baseball right now. Rockies, and even more so at home, is where they really hit the ball over the last couple of years. We remember last year those home road splits with the Rocks, and sure enough, they're on top of the NL West division, first place here. Colorado Rockies, minus 126 tonight. That's the bet I like the most on the diamond, Gabe.
I have the Rockies win total over 68.5 wins. Great start on the season,
like
4-1 right now. What's good about this as well with the Rockies, they're actually 2-1 on the road. And the home series that they played against the best team in the National League. Yep. Actually, I shouldn't say that. The second best team in the National League. I give credit to the Atlanta Braves. The Dodgers. So I'm just saying they beat the Dodgers 2-3, which is impressive. They go on the road. They win a couple of baseball games. I like this Colorado team. I think that's why I bet the over. And I told people, I hope George Kurtz is tuning in right now. Kurtz, This is what happens. You're East Coast bias, Kurtz, and you're a dislike and you're disdain for the rest of the country. You're leaving money on the table. I like the Colorado Rockies tonight as well. Looking at the numbers for tonight's games, Washington Nationals plus 110 in Pittsburgh. Total is 9. And I got to tell you, this kid, Johan Adon, this kid can pitch. This kid can pitch. You know what I mean? I'm going to be taking a look at his strikeout prop here tonight. But what are you doing with this game, if anything, Drew? What's your take? Washington Nationals and the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I was looking towards the under in PNC Park here because you bring up Adon. I'm with you. I mean, he's kind of a under the radar type of guy. And Brubaker on the other side of things, he's shown some flashes in the last, year or two of being a top-notch pitcher in MLB. So we're seeing a total, inching up almost to double digits. I guess it's a total of 9 here. I would look towards the under. If you made me bet a side, I don't know. I guess lean Pirates, but really my play here would be towards the under. I think both starting pitchers actually have good starts tonight, and I don't think we get there. I see this more, 4-2, 4-3 type of game.
Yeah, I don't really see where all these runs are going to be coming from either here in this game tonight. I'll be on the under 9. Cam, what's your pick in this game?
I agree with all of us. Three's a crowd. I hope we're not going to mush it, but I like the under as well, and I'm going to take a shot. You're going to give me the Nationals a plus money with this kid pitching. I think he's good. I'm not going to lay 30 cents with Pittsburgh. So let's take a shot with Washington at plus money, and we're going to take a shot with the under 9 as well. We're in agreement on the total.
It's a train wreck of a game. I mean, let's be real. It's Washington and Pittsburgh.
We love train wrecks, Gabe. That's what we do here on the show, right? We put together +3.5 parlays. We bet train wreck games. That's what we're here for. You don't have to just bet the Yankees game. We can give you Washington and Pittsburgh, too. Friday's the spice
of life. I'll go small. You know what I mean? When you bet these sort of train wreck and baseball games, you always got to manage your units. But I think the Pittsburgh Pirates win. I think Don does get over 4.5 strikeouts, though. And I think the game stays under 9. All right, Philadelphia Phillies on the road in Miami. Drew, you're in Marlin country. What do you think about the Phillies and the Marlins tonight? Phillies +102, Marlins -120, total 7.5.
Yeah, I'm actually talking about 20 miles from where first pitch will be here in about 20 minutes. And Alcantara on the hill for the fish. I like to bet on that situation. I think he's one of the best pitchers in baseball, guys. And I know he had 5 walks his first start. I don't know if I'd put too much into that because his velocity was there. But I like to bet on the fish with Alcantara on the hill when they got a plus price next to him. I don't necessarily like laying a number here because this lineup really hasn't shown up. They had a tough West Coast road trip to kind of open the season here, talking about the Marlins. They had a couple, tough losses in terms of ninth inning walk-offs as big underdogs, by the way. Gibson on the other side, he's a pretty good pitcher in MLB, Gabe. I could see him going, 4, 5, 6 innings here, kind of shutting down the fish as well. So that kind of makes me look towards the under. Looks like the market's in tune with 8 flat here. So give me the under is the way I would probably bet this. Sidewise, if you absolutely need something, I would go on the Marlins minus the 115 now. Also, keep in mind, it's opening day in South Florida, their first home game, if you will. So there isn't a whole lot of home field advantage when you're talking about the Marlins, but maybe tonight there would be with a pretty good atmosphere. So if you need a side, the Marlins, but even more so, I like the under, Gabe.
What are they expecting tonight, opening night? 1,200? 1,300?
Something like that, yeah. The postage attendance will be there.
It never ends.
My Miami Hurricane spring practice getting more popular. I know. It's opening night. I saw that with Bill Cosby. Tonight I had one and only time I had Bill Cosby on my show. And I was in Montreal. Bill Cosby was there because he was good friends with Frank Robinson, the manager of the Expos. And it was sold out night one. And then the next night, Olympic Stadium, Bill Cosby was back. And there was 3,000 people. And Bill Cosby looked over and he said to me in front.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Say big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a 3-panel LED light bulb. Now just $1.99. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle. Only $3.99. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner. Just $2.99. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
Hank Robinson, he goes, do people in Montreal know that it's not just one game? Like, it's not football that they play every day? Like, type thing. They said, it won't be sold out again until the last game of the year. And then they'll cry after they leave. Oh, it's not unfair they left. More with Drew on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gable Moranti, kicking it with a Rager Reddit. Cam Stewart. All right. Drew Martin Betts. With us. Is it true when they say you believe in that, when they say your hand is itchy, it means you're coming into money?
No.
You ever heard that?
Itchy, it just means, yes, it's not true at all. When my hand's itchy,
I think it is.
It means something. I think it's the opposite.
I think it is. I think really? It is, Ken. Yeah, for me, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in the horse.
You believe in the Chinese astrology, other than the Denver Broncos screwing you in the Super Bowl in Year of the Horse. Yeah, sometimes some of it's true. But, I don't know. I hope you win money if you got the itch. You got a scratch.
There's also supposedly good luck if
a bird craps on you.
Yeah.
A bird takes a dump on you. Yeah, no, that is true. Because I've had a bird take a dump on me and I had a really good day. And I did I did do well that day. So, yes.
See, I do not believe in that one. And I would rather have an itchy hand than a pen
to
take a dump on me.
Too. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Seagull. Jerk.
I like it, guys. Yeah, Gabe, it's probably that if you change your hand soap or something, but I say ride it, man. If your hand's itching, it might be money. I'll tell you, I think there's
change
something
your hand
to both
soap.
Of them,
yeah. Yeah,
I think there's something to both of them. I really do. I was in Vegas sitting at the pool. A bird poops on me. I headed right to the roulette wheel, put it on black, bam, winner. Stopped right there,
really?
One and done. Yeah.
So you were poolside, you got it in Vegas, and a bird, you figured, oh, I better go hit the table right away.
Yep. Hit it, goes on you, run for the tables.
Right there.
I don't know if you
right
saw, but Joe Biden got dumped on pretty good yesterday. He can use
the have a good
actually,
day, then.
So,
we'll see. We'll see.
If that guy was a gambler, man, he'd lose every pick. Like, it'd be bad. Like his...
Struggle?
No, I'm not getting political. I'm just talking about a guy. Like, this guy can't buy a break. You know what I mean? Like, he can't buy a break. Like, he steps outside, birds just dump on him. Like, look at you. You're getting dumped on by birds even.
Yep.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he can't, at some point, I was Biden's people, I'd always be thinking, I'd be like, hey, listen, you stupid idiots, always have an umbrella around this guy.
Exactly.
You can't have. I was thinking like an ad right away when I saw that, I would be like, oh, yeah, that's, I'm opening my commercial with that. 30 second. This man wants to run the world. You can't even keep pigeons off him. Right, you just like it's kind of sleazy and stuff, but that stuff works.
That's very, that's all, yes, it does. What, show a sleaze, show the president just getting dumped on by seagulls?
Yeah, and I'm not ripping him, I'm just speaking from any political, yes, exactly. Yes. Say, no one respects this man, even birds, and then you show it. You know what I mean? How can you vote side show Bob? Vote side show Bob. I love it. And that's the best in The Simpsons. Mayor Quimby even let Sideshow Bob, two-time attempted murderer, out of jail. Vote Sideshow Bob for mayor. Sideshow Bob rips himself in the ad. He's like, Mayor Quimby, revolving door crime. He even let Sideshow Bob out of jail. Two-time attempted murder. Vote Sideshow Bob for murder. This message approved by Sideshow Bob. That's too good. I'd be good at the mud racking, like commercials right away. I'd be like, I got an idea. I tell him.
You do it the sheriff hat on the, you do it the sheriff hat on the show. He's scared if he's like late for the show. You got him dancing. No, you'd be great.
I'd show sheriff hat's video of him falling down the steps. Is this a man you can trust with the phone and the call at 3 a.m? Oh,
can't even walk down his own stairs without almost breaking
a head. That's the best. This man can't even walk down his own stairs. It's like old man Patterson. He's got his finger on the button. What button? Blue Jays. Here's the pick of the night. Yeah. Blue Jays. Yeah. Gausman. Yeah. There it is. Nice and simple. They're going to win again tonight.
They're going to win again tonight.
Plus money.
You know what, Gabe?
Plus 116.
So you're telling me Severino, who's got, you know, that you're laying juice with this guy. If the Blue Jays lose, so be it. But we talk about gambling from a value perspective and we throw that V word around. But are you nuts? Gausman's a good pitcher. You're getting him as a dog. Vladimir Guerrero's raking. I know Hernandez is out of the lineup, but I have to take the Jays again on principle tonight. So, yeah, I'm on the Blue Jays big time. Love the pick.
Drew, what do you think?
Yeah, nice plus price winner last night on the Jays. To tell you the truth, guys, we're in April now. I think by the time June, July comes along, these prices on the Jays are going to be long gone. So I think now's the time to bet them. We're getting plus price with Gausman on the hill. Berrios last night, that was ridiculous, man. Nice winner there. And talk about arguably the best lineup in the American League. I know they're on the road here, but still, the Yankees lineup, just station to station. I mean, yeah, if they're hitting bombs, they're going to win. But I don't give Severino that big of an advantage over Gausman, if any at all. So give me the plus price with the Jays. This is one I really like tonight, Gabe.
I think Gausman's better than Severino.
Right.
Otani's on the hill tonight on the road, but he lay -148 with the Halos here in the spot against Texas. Dunning goes for the Rangers. Atlanta Braves. Morton,
I was just going to say, people are just going to bet Otani. I don't think that's – I think Texas could be a live dog tonight. Dunning's actually not that bad. Otani's been cold. I don't know. Like, do you want to lay that price? I get it. Like, I was wrong with the Angels against the Marlins that time, but – I'm just saying, I don't think that price is justified. And one thing we know about Texas at home, they can hit. That's one thing this team can do. So I think Texas might be live.
Well, they can hit anywhere, as they showed in Toronto. But one thing they can't do is pitch. To me, it's a toss-up game. I wouldn't lay it at 40. I don't want to lay it at 48 cents either, Cam. Yeah. But it's a toss-up game. What do you think, Drew?
Yeah, laying 40 cents here, I don't like it either. I want to see Otani kind of put a couple starts together where he's really feeling it on the hill before I start laying a price with the Angels. Plus the fact, what, just 2 days ago, Trout had that stomach bug, so is he 100%? I think there's questions there. And then Cam brings up, you know, being wrong with the Angels. I was on the fish that night as well, and the Angels got the win. But the fact is, I mean, there was a bunch of calls going against the Marlins in that one. I didn't think it was a right side winner there, so... Yeah, it'd be the dog or pass for me, the home dog here in the Texas Rangers.
You guys sound like bad losers. I think the Angels got the Angels. The umpires did a magnificent job the other night in that game.
I'm with you. I'm the fish this year, buddy. Ride the fish with you together.
Yeah, I was on the Angels the other night in that game. That's why. That's all. Excuses. Excuses. Atlanta Braves in San Diego this evening. Morton and Musgrove, total of 7.5 there. Detroit Tigers and the Royals. That's an interesting game tonight. Mize and Greinke. I think this is a lower scoring game. The total is 8.5. I'd like it better if it was 9, but I don't think there's going to be runs put up on the board in this game. Drew already said that he liked the Rockies tonight and the Los Angeles Dodgers home opener this evening. Dodgers opened up with in Colorado, then they went into to Minnesota, so this is the first time they're playing at home. Walker Buehler on the hill here tonight, minus 275, Drew, big price. And that's why we talked about it last night, Cam, when we jumped on the Dodgers or two nights ago. It was like,
yep.
We said, oh, Dodgers minus 144, blind bet. Sign me up, right? It's one of those deals. Here they are. Minus 275 now. Like this, exactly. Now they're at home, and this is the reality of
material.
It. Or you run line it, but then you're not getting the last at bat. What do you think about this one, Drew, tonight with the Dodgers?
Yeah, you're kind of touching on the things that I think about what, like, in this type of profile of bet, just the Dodgers, do I want to lay minus 260? It's just not my style, Gabe, because when you lose these guys, that's a whole lot of money going out of your account, you know? And then, like you brought up with the run line, I really stay away from laying run lines with the home team. Of course, 8 at-bats to 9 at-bats, so... I do like the Tigers tonight. You mentioned Casey Mize on the hill, the former first overall pick, going up against Zach Greinke, obviously in the twilight of his career. So I think we get the better pitcher, and actually the Detroit Tigers with the plus price. It's a good Detroit team out the gate. I think they're underrated. So in that one, I would bet the Tigers. Actually, in the Dodgers game, not much there. Maybe, you know, West Coast at night, maybe look towards the under, ball not traveling as much. But I didn't wager on that one, Gabe.
I like the run line. You mentioned it. Yeah, they don't get the last at bat, but still. The Dodgers, they're going to win this game by more than one run tonight.
I think so.
You know.
They'll win by like 3 or 4.
Yeah, 6-2, 6-3, something like that. 6-2, I mean, 6-3.
You're still laying a number, though, on the run line.
Yeah,
right?
minus 128. No, I know. That's why, that's why I hammered their season win total, so I can avoid, I don't have to worry about things like this and get all stressed out about it. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the same point in time, I think basically, look, if they're going to win last year off the top of my head, I think they won 106 games last year. That I know, but off the top of my head, I think they only won 20 times by one run. So that's, you know what I mean? 86, like it was 86 and 20, like at minus one, like 20 times, Cam. I think it was, like I said, it's off the top of my head, but I think it was 20 times only.
Yep.
It's a lot of teams. A lot of teams are like that. It's like point spreads, right? We throw out a point spread in the run. No, if they're going to win, they're going to win. If they don't, they'll lose outright, right? It's like one of those deals. Except Seattle. Gabe, Seattle seemed to be in one-run games all the time.
Yeah. Well, and that correlates to your point. What did the Seattle Mariners have last year? A really good bullpen. Really good bullpens tend to win more one-run games.
Good point.
And I don't think a lot of people realize that they just say, oh, it's luck or something like that, Gabe. I think there's a little bit more to it with good bullpens. Plus the fact to follow up to what you said about the Dodgers, one, great stat. I mean, to know the run line record from last season, but also would there be a split, and you might not know this off the top of your head, between home and road? Did a lot of those wins come on the road?
I can find, it's a great question, actually. You know what, we're gonna answer that question. Hang in here, Drew. I just want to get a couple of quick NBA.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Hey, picks from you, and we'll get you out of here. We'll get into the hockey. Me and Cam after GTD continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Renzi. Cam Stewart in the house. Drew Martin bats. Dave Sharapan will join us a little bit later on. We'll just take a look at the Major League Baseball board. But we've got NBA basketball tomorrow, USFL football. Drew, you're going to be betting the USFL. Are you down with the USFL? Have you done any studying, research, handicapping?
Yeah, Gabe, I have. I'm really excited about this. You know, as a sports bettor, I always look for change and go from that point forward to try to find some value. And sure enough, we get a new league with new rules and the great sport of football. I think this is a great opportunity here. You know, the NFL is king in terms of taking in money. Everybody knows something about it. A lot of eyeballs on it. But it also brings an efficient marketplace. Hard to win in the NFL. This is a free-for-all, Gabe. I like it. And the new rules, I'm optimistic about it, man. I think this could be a really good product. Saturday night, prime time, kicking off, and three games on Sunday. I'm looking forward to week one, buddy.
Yeah, one of the rules, you can go for a three-point conversion from the 10-yard line.
I know.
Three-point conversion from the 10-yard line. Option, instead of an onside kick, you get the ball on your own 33-yard line, but you got to convert on a 4th and 12. So there's some interesting tweaks. I think we'll see that arrive in the NFL sooner rather than later. No line movement yet. What are you looking at, Drew? Because me personally, I'm buying in that these games are going to be lower scoring. I think they're going to be lower scoring. And there's four games. If you played all four unders, I think you could go 3-1. Yeah, maybe go 4-0. I doubt you go 1-3. I doubt, like, oh my God, everyone lit it up. Look at the caliber of the offenses. Defenses are always ahead of the offenses in football in these new leagues. And quite frankly, the offensive talent is pretty bad. So I just don't see how they're going to put points up on the board.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, Gabe. And I've gone over a couple different things. Like, one, you bring up defense being ahead of offense. And really, that's, you know, across all football. You go to your local high school, you're going to see that early in the season. Even in college, in the NFL, we see that in times. Just early in the season, it is what it is. Reaction from the defense, it gives them a bit of an advantage. So I'm with you. We've also seen what it opened at Fox Bet, and we've seen almost a 10-point move towards the under on average on all of these games. So even though it's not widely available, the week one lines right now, the lines that are out there have already been moved off of the, I guess, original opener. And I do agree with that. And to your point, in terms of just betting the unders out the gate, if we go back to the last kind of new football league, I can't remember if it was the AFL or the XFL right before the pandemic. Sure enough, through the first 3 weeks, the unders were huge bet ons, and you made a bunch of money if you just bet it blindly towards the under. Week one went 1-3, you know, under trender in that last new league. Week two and week three were both winning weeks towards the under. So keep that in mind. Now, one thing I will bring up, Gabe, in terms of the rules changes, which does matter, they're going with the college football in terms of the last 2 minutes. When you do get a first down, the clock will stop. So that will help some of these new offenses at the end of the first half and also at the end of the game if they're behind, you know, kind of move the ball up. It's not the NFL where you can only stop it with a timeout. So that might be one thing that helps them score more points. But still, I don't think it's enough to overcome kind of the newness of this league. But I do like some of the coaches, man. There's some coaches that were great bet ons in college football. Skip Holtz from Louisiana Tech. Do you remember Larry Fedora at Southern Miss back in his Conference USA days? He was a great bet on quarterback, coach, and now he's with New Orleans. So I would look for him to kind of do something there. Plus some coaches that have also that even might be more of an advantage is coaches that did coach in the XFL and the other new league there, because I've been going back and forth, Gabe, in terms of what do I want to look to bet on in week one, week two, right out the gate? Do I want more of the NFL presence or do I want more of the college football presence? Tell you the truth, I'm not really sure. But the guys that have had experience in coaching in these new kind of professional leagues, it actually might be an advantage. And they're not the ones with the big names. You know, they're not the Kevin Sumlin. They're not that type of coach. So I don't know. That might be an angle to bet on.
Most of the time, the bigger name, like it's sort of like a guy like Jeff Fisher. Like Jeff Fisher is kind of antiquated with old school football. People will see his name and stuff. But I think you're right. I think there's sort of you have to have a sort of good personality for this. I have my eye on the Pittsburgh Maulers, actually. I like what the just talking about a coach and the enthusiasm factor. Haley in Tampa will be good. Haley's a jerk, but he is a smart football guy. He's the type of guy that'll really take this serious. He'll run the score up on you if he can and stuff. I think there's Tampa intrigued me. I'm gonna let it play out though. I'm gonna be playing the totals. And I think I might just take all the underdogs. We'll see. I don't know. We'll give the picks tomorrow on the show. But I'm definitely going to be riding the unders here as well. I'll take the under on Saturday. We'll see how it plays out. And then we got three more games on Sunday. But I don't see how these games are going to open up. All right. So before we get you out of here, Drew, NBA basketball. Have you put any plays in NBA series or Friday night's play-in games?
I have not, Gabe. I'm a two sport max here, and that's baseball and now the USFL. When I bring on that third sport, man, for whatever reason, I just go downhill fast with my bankroll. So I've learned over the 7 years of doing this as my straight job, stick to two sports at any one time of the calendar year. The NBA is the one that gets,
I gotta be honest with you, Drew. We're the opposite. Every sport. Like, yeah, it's better that way. We like a big menu, big menu.
Two sports. I can't help but thinking this is Alabama grads tuning in right now. Say that's an Auburn guy. Can't do more than two things at once.
Oh, this guy.
Hey, got a story before you guys end it with me. You bring up the big menu. When I was down in Costa Rica, Gabe comes down and he has one meal of Costa Rican food. He was like, it's okay. Next time at the restaurant, he's like, I need the American tourist menu. Give me the American tourist menu. I want that one. No more Costa Rica. I always love that.
Well, we were at a sports bar at that time when we went there. That's why
you want some chicken wings or something. What are they serving up? Gator? Crocs? I don't know.
I didn't want any beans when we were watching. We were watching the UFC.
Beans.
I didn't want any beans and rice.
No fiber. Fiber and football. No. Come on.
Beans. I like chicken, but there's chicken everywhere there. Thanks.
Have a good one, Drew.
Always a fun
and crocodile.
Boys. Knock him out.
That crocodile. That crocodile. What's that place called? That crocodile pit bridge place?
It's on the way from San Jose, Costa Rica to Jaco, Costa Rica, the beach town there. I don't know what that little place is called, but you do not want to fall off that bridge, man, because you will die.
He's telling me guys are going for like putting on their like, oh, let's do my hair. Next thing you know, bye-bye. There's your headline. And they're like, don't bathe where there's gators.
Yeah. Well, we were there, Drew, that day. They told me, because I asked someone, they said, how many people do these crocs get anyways? And they said, just the other day there was a homeless dude who was bathing in the water and they got him. I said, well, how do you know? Right? It was one of those deals. Like he sort of just disappeared. And fascinating. They spit the head up. They don't like the skull.
No, they want the meat. The skull's
like chicken wing bones, Cam. Exactly.
Give me the flesh. Yeah. Another thing is, I meant to get a couple drunks down there too, like stumbled down. Shortcut. Yeah.
There's also a hill. There's like this hill that goes down, and there were tourists that were walking down, taking pictures and getting close because a lot of them chill outside the water. Yeah. They are kind of slow, Cam. They're not as fast as alligators.
It's true.
I saw a video the other day in Florida, man. An alligator attacked like a car. came out of nowhere. Well, just like attacked the car.
Alligators like, run like then you're done. Like an alligator. No, they're speed like, demons.
They're like the crocs are slow, but I was thinking to myself, I'm like, if you fall and you die here, like you deserve to die. Like when you're taking selfies and you're going 5 feet away from Jurassic Park size dinosaur crocodiles and stuff, thinking, oh, I'll be fine. It's like, well, I don't know. Like, what if he gets angry, man? You know what I mean?
Caught him on a bad day. Yeah, a bad day. Like, next thing you know, there goes your leg. Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
I love that place. I want to go back. I want to go back to that pit. I like that place.
I say we go back. We had some good times. And you know what? I think I just saw on Twitter, it's been 4 years since our friend Dave Malinsky passed away. So rest in peace, Dave, because he was one of the best in the business. I've had some good times.
Has it been 4 years already?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I believe 4 years today. So he's one of the best.
Oh, today?
That's his write-ups, man. Yeah, I believe so, Gabe. So yeah, rest in peace, Dave.
I don't realize that's my grandfather's birthday today, too. He's passed away. All right. So thank you, Drew. Thanks for
hey, have a good one, Drew.
Making me sad
Thanks,
on the way
boys. No, no, let's go Rockies and let's go Blue Jays in Dave's honor.
Exactly. Nothing but winners. Gabe, in the honor of Dave Malinsky, the start of the baseball season, Gabe, remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And, Dave always would tell me that at the start of seasons. See, Drew learned that lesson, two sports.
Yeah.
Two sports. That's like it's an appetizer. Two sports before lunch.
Exactly. We don't learn the lesson.
See you later,
Two
Drew.
Sports.
All right, boys.
We're a different breed, I guess. Yeah.
Two sports. All right, so let's get into.
How many sports are we betting tonight? How many can we?
Not that many, actually. Question.
Yeah, there's only two: hockey and baseball.
Yeah, but that's my. Right. I'm not happy about it, though. That's
no, no. I agree. I agree. Exactly. The menu, yeah, I'm with you. I want more. Actually, I bet golf today, so that's three matchups.
Yeah,
that's so, exactly.
We'll find something. Okay, so we got Detroit Red Wings against Carolina Hurricanes. They're -400. They are. The Red Wings are +2.5, -144. Total 6.5. You know, I guess I could get stupid here and take the Red Wings like +4.5 or something.
You could. You could. You know what I'm going to do,
you like
with
in
these games? You know what, Gabe? I like Carolina to win, but do I want to lay 390 or -2.5? No. It's round robin night with the favorites that I like. Later on, your Vancouver Canucks. We'll get into that game. Boston, 290. I'm doing parlays to plus money. I don't want puck lines. I don't want anything. I want two-game parlays. The games that I do like at 7 o'clock, it's a lot of juice. I'm betting it. The Leafs to bounce back on FanDuel. It's $1.72. I usually don't bet games this high, but I don't want to screw around with the puck line. And I like the Pittsburgh Penguins in a revenge spot against the New York Islanders, who beat them 5-4. They're at home. They're $1.58. You could parlay them as well to decent plus money, but I like some of the favorites. I like a little more dogs later on in the card. But these, Gabe, take a look at the favorites. They're all like 290, 350. Like, hockey's like baseball in the Dodgers now. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I'm not even... Like, Tampa Bay should beat Anaheim. Are you going to lay 370? Hell no. Hell no.
Tell you one thing, Cam, man. The Detroit Red Wing games, these guys have been going over the number, man.
Oh, yeah.
Track meets. Like,
yeah,
constantly.
Maybe we go over in that game. I like that. It's not even 7. It's 6.5. Detroit can score. They give up goals. They have horrible goaltending. They're playing loose.
I'm going over 1.5 in this one. I'm going to put it in right now. But let me get this out of the way. Yeah, 1.5 first period here. Red Wings, Canes. Let's get this in here.
I like another
one by one.
-1.5 with you. I'm going to join you, but at a different game. The Buffalo Sabres and St. Louis Blues, last game on the rotation in the 7-10 starts. And also, Binnington's in net for the Blues. He's let in 4 goals in 3 of his last 4 starts. Buffalo scoring goals. I lean to the over in that game, and I'm going to take the first period over 1.5 and the Sabres +1.5. That's what I'm doing, and I love where you're going with that Red Wings over.
Red Wings +4.5.
it gets me every time. It's like not 2.5. No, 4. No, but it's winning. These parlays are winning, except for Columbus.
I'm really raising it up a notch tonight.
You really are.
Red Wings +4.5. St. Louis Blues at the Sabres +2.5.
Sports
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am the mad scientist, Gabriel Morenci, the mad gambler. And Cam, here it is, buddy. I know, I even laughed out loud too when I said
these. I love these things. I love the fact that we're doing them every day now. It's my favorite part of the show. How many goals?
I did work last night, but it was only three games last night. We didn't have a choice. Yeah. It was kind of a weird, didn't count. Okay.
I can't wait to hear it. Let's go.
Detroit Red Wings +4.5 at Carolina.
Yes.
St. Louis Blues +2.5 at Buffalo.
Yeah.
Washington Capitals +3.5 at Toronto.
Yeah.
Vancouver Canucks to win -130.
I got no problem with that. You're right. Dude, you're basically like taking a recipe, just like, I don't care. Throw this in at that. Whatever I want.
I don't know what you called it, Ken. When we were kids, we used to raid, like when I was like 12, we used to raid like whatever liquor cabinet or whatever buddy's house you
had. Oh, yeah. No, it's called jungle swamp juice.
Jungle juice
or swamp water. Exactly.
You're a dumb kid. Throw it in there.
Yeah, rum, vodka. What do you got there? Is it alcohol? Glug, yeah, I'm with you.
Swamp water.
I like it. Yeah, swamp water.
Jungle juice, swamp water. I'm sorry. All the same thing. You know what I'm talking. So, yeah, Detroit Red Wings +4.5, St. Louis Blues +2.5, Washington Capitals +3.5, Vancouver Canucks. And, oh, yeah, let's go over 1.5 into Detroit Red Wings and Carolina Hurricanes. Give me the Toronto Blue Jays to beat the Yankees. And I like the under in the Pirates Bucks game.
I have a question for you. Why are these baseball games at 8, not 7? All the good, like the Jays, the Yankees games at 8. Like, there's no 7 o'clocks. Does that
weather
make any
warning?
Sense? They're all like that, though. But anyway, I'm on the Jays, too.
What do you got?
Give me the Jays +1.5, Jays money line. What else do we got here? I like the over 6.5 in the Buffalo Sabres game. I like the Leafs. I like the Penguins. And I'll take the Sabres +1.5 in that game against St. Louis. That's my early action.
I actually like the Leafs tonight, too, actually. We talked about it on the show last night, didn't we? We said they, but man, they're up to like big favorites now against Washington.
I know. Got them early.
Big price to be late. Big price. big price.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.